Think of a play set in a hair salon populated by women, a sisterhood that often squabbles but comes together when necessary, along with their customers, each with their own issues and ideas. Sounds a lot like the 90s play and movie Steel Magnolias. But in Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding by Jocelyn Bio, running at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through December 15th, they're all black, they're all originally from Africa. This is Harlem, summer 2019, just before the pandemic, and Zsa Zsa's is a salon that braids black women's hair. There's 18-year-old Marie, daughter of the owner of the salon, Zsa Zsa, handing clients to this worker or that, putting money in the till, and making sure everything is done right inside the salon. There's also Bee with a chip on her shoulder, and Miriam, who ran away from an unsavory situation in Sierra Leone, and then Aminata, who is sure her husband is cheating on her, and Ndidi, who may or may not be stealing Bee's clients. And then there are the clients themselves. And eventually there's Zsa Zsa, ready to go to her own wedding, which we will learn about in due time. There are also the men, peddlers who come into the store along with Aminata's husband, all played by the same male in the cast. Zsa Zsa's African hair braiding takes place over the course of one eventful day, from the morning the shop opens to the night it's locked up. Each of the actors will have their moment to shine and metaphorically take center stage. They don't blend so much as stand out with their own solos. Much like Steel Magnolias or August Wilson's Two Trains Running or any number of public workspace comedy dramas, there's a certain sitcom feel to the setup. Snappy dialogue, wicked rejoinders, heartfelt histories. It's often very funny, as good sitcoms tend to be. There is a political subtext, of course. Are these workers here legally? Obviously, it's a question arising that very Trumpy summer of 2019, and it's even more immediate today. But it's not a question that's asked until toward the end of the play, in a way that's almost too on the nose. Shocking without the necessary foreshadowing, though maybe we should have been thinking about it all along. The talk is often fast, and the accent sometimes difficult to discern, but you don't have to get all the jokes to get the idea and to laugh. Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding is a comedy with bite, at a time when we need all the humor we can muster. Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through December 15th. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.